Hi, everybody. I'm going to read four poems tonight, and the first three, we just got back a couple weeks ago from a two-week trip to Spain, where I went to college, and to go back with my old friends over 40 years later was kind of an amazing experience. So the first three poems are from a book I wrote some time ago. My two big passions when I was in Spain were Garcia Lorca and Dalí. And this was back during the time of Franco, when no one talked about Garcia Lorca or Dalí. So the first three are from that time. And the first one is called Surreal One. They came to me, my essential things. They are refrains of refrains. Federico Garcia Lorca. Dalí haunts me still. Soft watches, rotten donkeys, crutches, his inscription on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Sometimes I spit for pleasure on the portrait of my mother. Dalí at the Sorbonne in a Rolls Royce filled with cauliflower. Dalí, bedridden, pressing the nurse's buzzer over and over, hoping to burn when the sheets caught fire. That nuclear, hallucinogenic painter. And how Dalí adored Garcia Lorca. Until that afternoon, Lorca touched his thigh, tried to move his hand higher. Lorca, center of my senior thesis, Lorca running wild in my dreams. At 36, wanting so much more of life than to be dragged out of Granada, shot by Franco's municipal thugs, no body ever found. Still no talk in Madrid when I was there about the disappearance of Garcia Lorca. I studied surrealism, wrote obscure poems in cafes with Jose, dreamed about staying forever. Had I not chosen motherhood, pot roast dinners at six, a teaching career to fall back on, I might have been a surreal woman. The second poem is the title poem for this little chapbook called Acceptable Losses. And this is my take on a surrealistic dream poem. Acceptable Losses. I'm determined to find Jose, who could wander Rosales Park discussing French surrealism, Gothic architecture for a whole afternoon, who believed the matador hated to kill the bull. I want him back. I want that life back. I'm not done needing it. Dream or no dream, Madrid has changed. Motorcycles clog the streets, gone the limbless victims of the Civil War. No more old ladies in black shuffling into churches. Now it's Armani, high rises, crowds. I find my way to Rosales, to an old garden path that seems familiar. A hut perches at the end, and Jose waits in the doorway. He reminds me that all losses become acceptable, pushes a parchment map into my hand. My now, this guide to what comes next. And the third one from this collection is the final poem in there, and it's called Surreal Two. So the chapbook starts with Surreal One, ends with Surreal Two. And a quote by Dalí, I believe in magic and in my fate. I still carry Lorca, poet of the blood, Dalí, painter of double visions, those two fanatics, Spanish to the core, who startled my sane college world with their words and images. They dreamed scenes so bizarre, tableaus I still wish my waking self had dreamed. I should have been there with Lorca and Dalí at the Colegio in Madrid, in the Abuelo bar, looking lovely in the theaters or in narrow Spanish beds. The last poem I'm going to read, I'm reading because Joan Bauer liked it, and I like Joan. So, and this poem, the year before, we had been on a Viking River cruise. So our trip to Spain was a trip of my husband and I, you know, going back to old times and exploring parts of Spain with a car we rented and just kind of on our own. A Viking River cruise is a whole different ball game because you see what they want you to see. And so this poem is about that and about some things I saw that I'm not sure they wanted us to see. And the poem is entitled Grim, and that is spelled G-R-I-M, and then the second M is in parentheses at the end. Grim. It is a scary trip lost boys and girls make before the hint of any happy ending. First the march, the falling, the aloneness, through poisoned apples, wicked stepmothers, black cracking branch woods. On my trip to Germany, I sit on the deck of my river cruise ship, watch towns drift by. Here the wolves are hidden, but I know they lurk. Or I tramp through guided tour towns, always a brewery, a half-timbered rot house, shiny children with backpacks, a castle full of rusted armor and bad family portraits, a church with a huge clock. This is the Disney version. The Grimms went at it differently. Thorns, boiling, slicing off toes, sleeps that lasted years. Their stories make us shake. Scariest are the true ones. There is a Hamelin town. On June 26, 1284, 100 children disappeared. Some say it was a plague. Others the work of Dracula, or a purge of pagans, or a piper. Clues lie all over these German towns, plaques and pamphlets describing more than legend, and the stumbling stones, tiny blocks on the cobblestone streets at the last known voluntary address of those Holocaust victims, rounded up, led off, locked up, starved, diseased, gassed, shot. Stories that remind us how people disappear. It was a dark time, the tour guide says. Thank you.